About 200 people gathered inside a Milwaukee church to sing and hear speeches about Martin Luther King Jr. The ceremony made several references to the high jobless rate in the city, especially among racial minorities. Kimberly Howard says she's been looking for work for about 2 years and says Dr. King advocated for economic equality.
And I don't think we've really reached that mountain yet. We haven't come even close, really.
Another Milwaukee resident, Juan Soto, was laid off from his metal finishing job 2 years ago. He also says King tried to help the unemployed.
Everyone has the same right to work, and that's what we ask for.
Prior to another King Day event in Milwaukee, new Governor Scott Walker said his job's effort at the state capitol will try to help all urban areas around Wisconsin.
In fact, I met with new Representative Cogs about a group that we're looking to target that'll help us take some of the programs we have and make sure that they help not only Milwaukee, but other urban areas, Milwaukee, Racine, Beloit, Kenosha, Janesville, others with high concentration of unemployment.
But a spokesperson for a Milwaukee Jobs Coalition says so far Walker has endangered work at train car maker Talgo and is proposing a plan that would hurt the wind power industry. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.